Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And be sure to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. And with week four football in the books, time to get ready for week five. No better place to do that than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. On top of that great offer, DraftKings offers great odds boosts every Sunday to help you make it rain. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN. Get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus, a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. This is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. We've been talking essentially news and notes from Penn State's meet the media, both coaches and players. And Dustin, we finished up. We were talking about Joey Porter Jr. and how he would contribute in the defensive backfield. But this leads to, you know, a bigger discussion. And again, you were on these calls. You were the one asking all the questions. And you asked a question that was essentially, how come the pass defense sucked in the second half of last year? Is that the way you phrased it?
That's exactly how I phrased it. No, that's, I mean, it's a delicate question of just kind of pointing out, which I think everybody would say is an obvious storyline. Something that gives, you know, many fans pause to really be optimistic about 2020. So I wanted to hear just really what went wrong last year. Where were their breakdowns? Why were there struggles? And then what have you been doing differently, maybe in practice, to try to rectify that? What's different scheme wise to try to rectify that? And the two themes that really came up, number one, was communication. Talking back and forth. They all say that they're talking more. I mentioned earlier in the show having Jesse Lucchetta as essentially a second middle linebacker who is a very good, very willing communicator. Having two seniors at safety, Lamont Wade and Jaquan Brisker helps. Having a senior in Tariq Caster Fields, you know, you got Marquise Wilson and Keaton Ellis who are up to speed now at cornerback. I do feel like the communication should be better across the board. There aren't many, if any, real new faces in any of those key spots in the back seven. So that should be good. Speaking of Joey Porter Jr., he was one of a couple guys who said turnovers, opportunities for interceptions that can't go, you can't not take advantage of them. Somebody said that, I think it was Jaquan Brisker said, the coaches said that as far as they know, if they didn't lead the nation and dropped interceptions, they were near the top of that list. And so if that's true, you know, you go from maybe swinging momentum the other direction, you drop the interception, and then it almost gives the offense new life. So you can see if both of those things improve, you know, and we've talked about get more turnovers. That's been a theme for a while. And obviously you always want more, but actually getting that done on the field is, you know, beyond just practice. You know, everybody practices and tries to get takeaways, but they're going to be challenged with doing a better job in that department. If they can talk better and if they can take advantage of those opportunities, then maybe you will see this pass defense play better.
Dustin, in watching last season, it seemed pretty obvious that third and long, where typically that's exactly where you want to B on defense. That almost seemed like just the opposite with Penn State oftentimes. They gave up that big play. Do you think it was mostly about communication, that there was a breakdown that way, or was there something deeper than that going on in giving up those third and long situations?
A few months ago, Brent Pry entertained this question, and I'm going to have to go back and find the transcript of that. But basically, he didn't really rule anything out, including, and this is something I think was absolutely in play, was an overcommitment to stopping the run. This defense was very, very much invested in stopping the run first. And which in this age of college football, doesn't that feel a little bit backwards? So I think you're going to see, you know, obviously commitment to stop the run, but you're going to see the scheme maybe take a little bit more responsibility to having guys in the right spots. I think all these things were factors, but I think Brent Pry acknowledged a hard truth and saying that maybe from a coaching perspective, we dedicated too much energy, too many resources to stopping the run, and that exposed us on the back end. I think you're going to see a little shift in that department too.
That is backwards, I believe, in college football in these days, but specifically so on third and long. So I think cleaning that up would be very important with this team. And there's two different parts to that. You have the defensive backs who we talked about communicating and making plays. But the other part of it on a third and long, you have to look at the defensive line. And are they getting pressure on the quarterback? Are they forcing him to throw the ball before he wants to? And some of that is about the speed of the defensive line. We've already talked about the linebackers and how athletic they are, but we could also be seeing a little more of that on the defensive line, aren't we, Dustin?
I don't think there's any question. If you look at the projected starters at defensive end, Jason Owe and Shaka Toney, Penn State has not had a quicker set of defensive ends than those two guys. And that was another thing that I really was looking into and asking around, is what that does for the defense. Now, obviously, generating a pass rush without sending additional blitzers gives your defense a numbers advantage down the field. So that's first and foremost. The speed dynamic then, too, really changes how those tackles approach blocking you. And also, when those guys are posing such a big threat and so much speed off the ends, it does make the guys' jobs a little easier inside too, and creates a little bit of a more manageable number situation, a one-on-one, or I think they said like a two-on-three situation. And when that's the case, then they're occupying blockers a little bit better and frees the linebackers up. So you can see the cascade effect of having that much speed coming off the end. Opponents have to scheme for that. They have to game plan for that. They have to keep a running back home. They have to keep a tight end home. You have to support those tackles in some way or another. If they're going to be one-on-one, that speed has a good chance of killing. And when that speed is killing, it has a trickle-down effect to everybody else. And I think that's going to be something that is going to help everybody. And it's going to be an advantage they didn't necessarily have. Obviously, Yetur Gross-Matos and what he brought to the table was more than about speed. But that speed dynamic is going to be a new one. And it's going to be something that opponents have to be ready for.
I believe that's a key on defense, especially when you're going to be playing Ohio State and Justin Fields at quarterback, so elusive. Again, that's another part of that defensive speed, especially if you put a spy on him, say. If you put a spy on him but you can't catch him, it doesn't matter. So defensive speed, it's important in a lot of ways. Let's go to the other side again, talking about this offensive line. And, Dustin, I think a lot is expected of that group now. Veteran group, a lot of returning starters, highly thought of offensive line coach and Phil Troutwine. And I believe you asked the question, is that group ready to dominate?
They seem like they are. And the experience suggests that they are. I think the talent suggests that they are. What most of these guys said when I asked them that question was they gave a lot of credit to Phil Troutwine. On one hand, you know, Michael Mennett talked about his ability to demonstrate proper technique, his ability to get into a perfect blocking set. also just a mentality too of just that's the expectation from Phil Troutwine. That's the expectation now of themselves, is that they are going to have take a more aggressive approach, and they're out there to dominate, not just get the job done. Rashid Walker said, basically, you know, the arrival of a new offense and the arrival of a new voice, coaching the offensive line, the timing of both of those things feels, you know, felt kind of perfect to him. So I think all these guys were ready, and maybe the new voice, maybe the offensive changes are coming at just the right time as far as they're concerned to try to get the most out of this offensive line. We've seen it get better and better. And this is pretty much how I phrase the question. We've seen this group get better and better. Why is this the group to kind of turn the corner and dominate? I think the personnel suggests that they're ready, and they really seem to believe that from an attitude perspective or from a teaching perspective, that's going to help them.
That's good to hear, Dustin, because that's one of the things with the new, not only the new offensive line coach, but as you mentioned, the new offensive coordinator. That's one of those things that could go, it could go either way. And it sounds like the new voice has been helpful, which is great to hear. A couple other quick notes. Jason Owe made mention that he didn't consider opting out. Pat Freiermuth, there were lots of rumors that he was going to opt out, and he blamed that rumor on a Grubhub driver. That may be the first time a Grubhub driver has gotten involved in a college football rumor.
Listen, we're, you know, as a professional journalist, Jim, we are only allowed to use Grubhub drivers who will go on the record with their information. We are not allowed to use anonymous Grubhub drivers in this situation. I mean, isn't that the most 2020 explanation for this you can think of? But, you know, I think it seemed like Pat Freiermuth really thought about it. And when the Big Ten was in limbo, he was leaning toward not playing. When the announcement came, that shifted gears for him. And it seemed like a no-brainer at that point.
And it appears that we have lost Dustin with a technical problem there. Dustin was talking about Pat Freiermuth and whether he was considering opting out. And I believe the point is, as long as they were going to play in the fall, the Big Ten schedule was going to happen this fall, Pat Freiermuth was probably going to play. He had already made that decision previously when he had been eligible for the draft. If this had been pushed back to the spring, all bets are off. All right, that is it for quarter number three. When we come back in quarter number four, we'll look at the bigger college football picture, and I'm sure we're going to have Dustin back with us. So stick with us.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN at sign-up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.